This is regional news coverage from the KBIA newsroom. I'm Jacob Fenston. For months, Missouri's Republican U.S. Senate candidates have been campaigning by criticizing Democratic Senator Claire McCaskill, and McCaskill has returned fire during campaign events. Now McCaskill says she's launching TV ads individually targeting her potential Republican competitors, Congressman Todd Akin, former state treasurer Sarah Steelman, and businessman John Bruner. McCaskill's ads suggest Akin is too conservative, Bruner is not a reliable conservative, and Steelman represents more politics as usual. McCaskill won't know who she will face until the August 7th primary. All three Republicans have highlighted McCaskill's ties to President Barack Obama while vowing to repeal his health care law and calling for lower government spending and lower taxes. The Army Corps of Engineers visited Cairo, Illinois yesterday to check on reconstruction projects following last year's devastating floods. As Jacob McClelland reports, the Corps will invest more than $100 million toward flood protection systems at the confluence of the Ohio and Mississippi rivers.
About $20 million are going towards flood protection at Cairo. Another $6.5 million are directed at Hickman, Kentucky. And $65 million worth of repairs will reestablish the Birds Point, New Madrid floodway in Missouri, according to Colonel Vernie Reichling.
We are on schedule to complete those repairs by next year. Now, many of those projects that I've mentioned, we already have, you know, ground being broken, people out there working. Many of them have their own individual schedule. But from a macro sense, we are committed to fully restoring the system by the end of 2013.
Reichling says there will be an announcement in early August about rebuilding the Birds Point levee to its original height of 62.5 feet. Meanwhile, the Corps began a new $26 million project at Cairo to stabilize the riverbank. I'm Jacob McClelland.
Missouri utility regulators have scheduled local public hearings over an electric rate increase requested by Ameren, Missouri. Hearings are scheduled in communities across the state, including Jefferson City and Kirksville. Ameren, Missouri, in February, asked for a 14.6% electric rate increase, which would bring in $376 million. The power company says the increase is needed to pay for work to reduce outages, upgrade infrastructure, and to offset higher fuel costs. It has 1.2 million customers, mostly in central and eastern Missouri. In Columbia yesterday, the body of fallen soldier Sterling Wyatt arrived at Columbia Regional Airport. Supporters lined the streets between the airport and downtown as his body was transported to his family's home. The 21-year-old Columbia native was killed July 11th while on patrol in Afghanistan. Members of Wyatt's church, First Baptist on Broadway, waited outside on lawn chairs and the church steps. Ken Hammond says he's known the family since Wyatt was born.
We've been in a state of shock and sadness, but the church has rallied around the family, and I think, like the community, we're lending them all the support we possibly can.
A memorial service is planned for tomorrow. A former subsidiary of St. Louis-based lead producer Doe Run was the subject of harsh criticism yesterday in a congressional hearing in Washington. Criticism focused on the environmental contamination from a Doe Run lead smelter in Peru. St. Louis University environmental health expert Fernando Serrano has studied contamination around the Peruvian smelter and spoke at the hearing.
We have found toxic metals and other contaminants spread all over the valley, again in levels that are much higher than what is acceptable, even in Peru, and certainly much higher than what we consider acceptable in the USA.
Serrano also found unhealthy levels of lead, arsenic, and other contaminants in the blood of local residents. St. Louis-based Doe Run relinquished ownership of Doe Run Peru in 2007. The two Doe Runs are now sister companies. Both are owned by the Renco Group. New research by the University of Missouri School of Journalism shows recent efforts to ban or restrict controversial books have met with mixed results. The Columbia, Missourian reports local school districts considered bans or restrictions on more than 50 books in 32 districts since 2008. Graduate journalism students relied on more than 560 public records requests to compile the data. The banned books include Kurt Vonnegut's Slaughterhouse-Five, though that school district later reversed its decision. In another case, a parent unsuccessfully sought to ban the book The Hunger Games by Suzanne Collins. Of the 53 documented attempts to ban books, 12 resulted in a book's removal, with another 11 resulting in restrictions. A new survey of bankers suggests the economy is slowing down in rural areas of 10 Midwest and Western states because of drought conditions. The overall economic index dropped into negative territory at 47.9 in June, down 9 points from May. The rural slowdown is largely due to the drought's effect on farmers, livestock producers, and ethanol plants in the region. For KBIA News, I'm Jacob Fenston.